Welcome to your gentle stretching yoga meditation. This is a time for you to reconnect and tune into the sensations of your body. Our attention will be focused on our breath, our body, and how it responds to simple stretches. Although assuming the correct position is important, the emphasis here will be on mindfulness of your body and your breathing. Regular exercise will optimize your state of well-being and your health. It will strengthen your body, increase your flexibility, and improve your balance. Mindfully follow along as best you can, doing what is possible for you, not doing anything that you feel would be unwise to do at this time. Let your own awareness of your body override my instructions as to how long to hold any position that we may be doing. It is important to be aware of your own limits and practice dwelling at their boundary long enough to experience them. But it's equally important not to go beyond them. We are practicing looking deeply at our own limits. By mindfully doing this work every day, you may soon notice that your limits are changing and dissolving by themselves. The best effort involves patience, acceptance, and consistency. The finest results will be achieved by not striving for any particular outcome, not even relaxation. Simply follow the instructions as best you can, being fully aware of exactly how your body is feeling in each moment. Really notice what you're feeling as precisely as possible. If it seems wise to you not to assume a particular posture, then simply make yourself comfortable, close your eyes, and visualize or sense yourself doing what I am describing in as much detail as possible. Remember to allow yourself to breathe fully and naturally and through the nose as much as possible. And now, beginning by lying on your back and taking the position that we call the corpse pose. The body is fully relaxed and the mind is completely alert. The feet are falling away from each other. The arms are at the sides with the palms facing upward to the ceiling if that is comfortable for you. The eyes are gently closed. And now, bringing your awareness to the belly, softening the belly, and breathing, observing the breath moving in and out of the body. Just as in the body scan, moving your awareness through the entire body. Noticing any sensations that are there, any areas of discomfort or tension. You can imagine that the sensations of discomfort soften and dissolve on the out-breath. You can also imagine that on the in-breath, you are breathing in a renewed sense of energy, of lightness, and vitality. And now, beginning to stretch the arms up on an in-breath over your head. Feeling the arm stretching up and then back to the floor above your head. And as they reach the floor, the fingertips gently stretching back towards the wall, reaching for something that is just beyond your grasp. Also stretching the legs, the soles of the feet gently back towards the other wall. Stretching the body, the entire body, in whatever way feels good to you, and breathing. And then, after the stretching, on an out-breath, slowly bringing the arms up and back alongside the body, taking your time. Experiencing your arms as they approach the floor, and then experiencing the release as the weight is now taken by the floor. Returning to the corpse pose, breathing from the belly, awake, aware, and relaxed. We're going to do some pelvic rocking now, so bending the knees with the feet being flat on the floor. The knees are pointing to the ceiling. The feet and the knees are apart at a hip's width. And you could reach a hand underneath the lower part of your back to feel an arched space there. And now, as you exhale, press that part of the back into the floor. The pelvis or tailbone comes slightly off the floor. And then, inhaling, release that part of the lower back, and the pelvis rolls back down to the floor. And just repeating this motion at your own pace, exhaling and pressing the back of your waist into the floor, and then inhaling and releasing the lower back, allowing the pelvis to roll back down to the floor. Going with your own breath. Exhaling and pressing. Inhaling and releasing. Noticing that the shoulders and the arms are not involved in this motion. Noticing how they are feeling right now. And then softening them and releasing them if necessary. Only the pelvis and the back are moving. And you're breathing. You can experiment with the pace, maybe rocking more rapidly. And then finally, when you're ready, bringing the body back to stillness. And now, bringing your knees towards the chest. Bringing the knees and the legs to wherever they happen to come. Reaching your arms towards the knees, possibly wrapping them around them or the lower legs. And now, squeezing gently, roll from side to side. Breathing. Letting your back move in whatever way feels good for you right now. Perhaps releasing your knees slightly, circling the back and the pelvis, rocking back and forth, massaging the back. Just letting yourself feel what the back needs. And then bringing the body back to stillness and breathing. And then, raising up the head to the knees, just noticing how that feels. Noticing the sensations in the neck, how the head gets heavy, and breathing. And then, letting the head down, releasing the knees, bringing the feet to the floor. And now, bringing the left knee into the chest as far as it will go and extending the right leg out. Wrapping the fingers around the left knee and moving the knee from left to right, from side to side. Feeling any sensations in the hip joint, the pelvis, or the left upper leg. And if it feels right, bringing the head up towards the knee, breathing into any uncomfortable sensations. and on the out-breath, letting go of some of that discomfort, continuing to breathe in and breathe out. And now releasing the head, releasing the hands, and then letting down the left leg, resting the left foot on the floor, pointing the left knee to the ceiling, and breathing. And then, drawing the right knee into the chest and extending the left leg towards the floor. Fingers are interlaced around the right knee, and now moving that knee from left to right, from side to side. Aware of sensations in the hip joint and the pelvis. And now bringing the head up towards the left knee, the right knee. The breath is flowing freely in and out, expanding and releasing. And then releasing the head, the hands now back to the sides, releasing the knee, the foot now flat on the floor. And now sliding that leg down to the floor, returning to the corpse position. Aware of the breath moving in and moving out. Everything let go, aware and relaxed. And now we will be moving into the cat and cow position. So, from the corpse position, forming the intention to move. Being aware of this transition as you move into a kneeling position and then up on your hands and knees on all fours. The arms are underneath the shoulders. The legs are supported on the knees underneath the pelvis. And the back is like a tabletop. And we are going to begin by moving into the position of an alarmed cat. Remember to continue breathing, never holding your breath. So exhaling and arching the back, pulling up on the abdomen muscles, letting the head drop so the chin is towards the chest. And then, on an inhale, dropping the back, moving into the position of a cow, letting the back come down as the head comes up. So exhaling and arching, pulling in on the abdomen, letting the head drop. Inhaling, dropping the back, lifting the head. And continuing to do that in your own time. Exhaling and arching, dropping the head. Inhaling, dropping the back, lifting the head into the cow position. Continue to experiment a few more times with your own rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And then bringing the back on an inhale to the flat position. And then looking at a spot about 3 or 4 feet in front of you across the room. Extending the right leg as straight as possible to the back and balancing on your hands and your left knee. And then, once you've found your balance point, extending your left arm out to the front and balancing on the right hand and the left knee, making sure that you're breathing. And when you're ready, bringing down the left hand and the right knee and doing a few more cats and cows. Exhaling, curling the back up, letting the head drop. Inhaling, letting the back drop, lifting your head up. few more times in your own rhythm. And then returning the back to a straight position, and then lifting the left leg, extending it, feeling the stretch. Finding your balance point again, making sure that you're looking at a spot 3 or 4 feet in front of you. And then, when you've found that balance, extending your right arm forward, balancing on the right knee and the left hand, and breathing. And then, when you're ready, bringing down the right hand and bringing down the left leg, and taking the position of a child by bringing the buttocks back towards the heels and the head is toward the floor. If possible, the forehead is touching the floor. Bringing your arms alongside the body, the palms turned up, and resting in this position and breathing. And then, once again, forming the intention to move to lying on your back in the corpse position. And noticing now, lying here, any sensations in the body, in the muscles, completely awake and resting at the same time, and breathing. And now, bringing up the knees up towards the chest again, the hands wrapping around the knees if possible, and then, if it feels comfortable for you, bringing the head up towards the knees, and then gently rocking from side to side, massaging the muscles and the spine on each side of the body, just listening to your body and breathing. And then, lowering your head and placing the feet flat on the floor, and then gently rocking the pelvis again at your own pace, making sure to keep your neck relaxed and your back relaxed. Moving in with your own inhalations and exhalations at any speed. And then, relaxing once more, and stretching into the corpse pose, softening the belly and feeling the rhythmic movements of the breath moving into and out of the body. And now we will be doing the half bridge pose. Begin by bringing the feet flat on the floor about a hip's width apart. The knees are pointing toward the ceiling. The arms are alongside the body. And on an in-breath, bringing the abdomen up towards the ceiling, letting the belly come up as high as is possible for you. Resting on the head and neck and upper part of the shoulders. And breathing as you stay in this arched position. Noticing as you remain in this position any feelings of fatigue in the body. Noticing how the legs are feeling. Making sure that you're honoring your own limits. Sensing when it is time to come down from this pose. And then, when you feel ready, rolling each vertebra down one at a time, inch by inch, slowly approaching the floor. and then experiencing the sensation of release as the back reaches the floor. Stretching out the legs and returning to the corpse position. Feeling the natural rhythm of your breathing. Becoming aware of any sensations, of any effects of having done this half bridge pose, or any of the other postures we have done so far. Noticing sensations in the body. Aware of any emotions that may be arising or falling away. Just letting these things move through the mind, following them, focusing on the awareness of this present moment as you are lying here on the mat, breathing. Aware of nourishing yourself and contributing to strengthening your body and your mind. Continuing to breathe in the corpse position. And then, bringing the arms out to the sides at right angles to your body and drawing your feet up to your buttocks. This time, the feet are together. The knees are together and pointing towards the ceiling. And gently moving the knees now towards the right. Both knees are going towards the floor. The left foot is off the floor, just on top of the right foot. The left knee may or may not be touching the right knee. And then turning the head, looking towards the left, making a spinal twist. Softening into this position further with each out-breath. Feeling the stretch across the chest and the back. Being sure that both shoulders are squarely on the floor and remembering to keep breathing. And then, on an in-breath, bringing the head back to center, knees back to center, and moving the knees now back towards the left. The right foot is off the floor, just on top of the left foot. The right knee may or may not be touching the left knee. And then turning the head and looking to the right, feeling once again the spinal twist. Gently breathing into it. Softening with each out-breath. Fully aware of each sensation in each moment. And breathing. And then, bringing the knees back to center, the head back to center, the arms alongside the body. Sliding down the right leg, and then the left leg, back into the corpse pose. Breathing and noticing how the body feels in this moment, awake and relaxed at the same time. And now, bending the left leg at the knee so that the foot is flat on the floor, we are going to lift the right leg up on an inhale, and inhaling, lift the right leg up towards the ceiling with the toes pointing however far they can come. You may find that your toes are pointing toward the wall, or that you are able to raise your leg all the way up so that your toes are pointing towards the ceiling. And holding the leg up in this position, breathing. Noticing how the muscles feel in the leg. noticing the muscles in the buttocks and the belly. Become aware of how your arms are feeling. The face and the shoulders are all relaxed, not involved in keeping the leg up. And your breathing. Notice how some muscles in the belly are working, but also notice them moving with the breath. And now moving the foot in circles with the ankle. And now going around in the opposite direction. Pointing and now flexing the foot. Working with flexibility. Keeping the joints flexible. And if it feels right to you, stretching out the right leg, reaching up towards the knee, or the thigh, or the calf, to hold the right leg. The left leg is stretched out. You can even bring your head up towards the knee, settling into whatever posture you've chosen, and experiencing the sensations and breathing, releasing any discomfort with the out-breath. If the head is up, noticing how the head becomes heavy. And then, when you're ready, lowering the head and the hands, slowly lowering the leg towards the floor, taking your time, making sure that the back is still pressed against the floor. And then, when the leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing the waves of release flowing through the leg and the body. And then bending the right leg at the knee so that the foot is flat on the floor. Extending now the left leg, and on an inhale, lifting it up toward the ceiling as far as is comfortable and right for you to come. Pointing the toes up towards the wall or the ceiling, wherever your leg reaches. Noticing which muscles are working here. The muscles of the leg and the buttocks and the belly. Noticing if there is any tension in the face or shoulders or arms. Relaxing if you need to, and breathing. And if you'd like to, circling the foot in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. Pointing and flexing the foot. And if it feels right for you to do it, stretching out the right leg, reaching out towards the left leg with your hands around the back of the knee or the calf or the thigh. And if you'd like to, bringing your head up to meet the knee as close as you can come. Coming to your own limit, but not beyond it. Releasing with each out-breath. Noticing the sensations in the head, the neck, the belly, the buttocks, the legs, and the arms. And then, when it is time for you to do so, lowering your head, lowering your hands, and then very slowly lowering your leg, taking your time. Aware of the back still in contact with the floor as you slowly lower the leg. and as your leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing the release. And allowing yourself to experience being awake, being aware in the corpse position, fully aware of each breath as it moves into the body and each out-breath as it moves out of the body. Allowing yourself to be fully present right now, to fully experience what it means to be in the body in this moment. And now, rolling over onto the left side, supporting the head with the left hand. The right hand is on the floor in front of the belly. And on an in-breath, slowly lifting the right leg up to the side. The leg is straight, with the knees pointing straight ahead. And as you lift it up, making sure that you're breathing freely. Noticing which muscles are working. Noticing that the buttocks is not involved in this lift. And then, circling the foot in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. Working with flexibility. And then, maybe raising up a little bit higher, just up to your own limits. Breathing. And then, slowly lowering the leg, experiencing that wave of release as it touches the leg underneath. And then raising the leg up one more time, breathing. And bringing it down again. And now rolling over to the right side. The head is supported by the right hand. The left hand is on the floor in front of the belly. And on an in-breath, slowly lifting the left leg up to the side. The leg is straight, with the knees pointing straight ahead. And holding it there, breathing. Noticing which muscles are working. Notice that the buttock is relaxed. And then, circling the foot in one direction, and then in the opposite direction. Then raising up the leg a little bit higher as you breathe. And then slowly bringing the leg down, taking your time, and experiencing the release. And then raising the leg up one more time, breathing. And letting it down again. And now, rolling onto the belly. Turning the head so that one cheek is resting on the floor. The legs are apart, the arms are at the sides, with the palms turned up. In this reversed corpse position, feeling how the belly is pressed into the floor with each in-breath, and how the body sinks into the floor with each out-breath. Mindfully scanning the entire body from head to toe, and softening to any strong sensations, and breathing freely. And now, moving your head so that your chin is on the floor, leaving your arms at your sides, we are going to do the half locust. The hips stay squarely on the floor. You can either place your hands below your pelvis for support or leave your arms at your sides. And then breathing in slowly, lifting the right leg off the floor. The knee can be straight, holding up as the leg as you breathe. Once again, experiencing your own boundaries. Noticing any sensations of trembling or straining. Just allowing these sensations to be there. Breathing. Notice how the muscles of the back are working and experiencing the weight of the leg. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down and feeling the release as the leg touches the floor. Feeling the muscles of the buttock and the back letting go, and then relaxing on the other cheek and breathing. And then bringing the chin to the floor once again, and this time lifting the left leg. Again, leaving your arms at your sides or placed beneath your pelvis for support. The arms are completely relaxed. The face is relaxed. The hips are squarely on the floor, breathing. As you lift the left leg off the floor, noticing if the knee is straight. Holding the leg up in this position. Noticing whatever sensations are present in the left leg right now. And then, when you're ready, slowly letting the leg come down, releasing as it touches the floor, noticing how all the muscles let go, relaxing on one cheek and breathing. And then, moving into the cobra position with the arms alongside the body. This time, the feet are together and the forehead is on the floor. Begin by stretching out the chin and lifting the head up slowly, lifting the torso, allowing your head and neck and shoulders to lift up, not using your hands, just the muscles in the back and the muscles in the trunk. Relaxing into this position, this lifted position, and breathing, finding your own boundary and coming just to the edge of it. And then turning the head to the left, looking over the left shoulder and breathing. Coming back to center, and then coming back to the right, looking over the right shoulder and breathing. And then back to center once again, and then rolling the eyes up towards the ceiling. And then coming down slowly, resting your head on one cheek, softening into the corpse position, relaxed and awake at the same time. And then, forming the intention to move once again to lying on your back, noticing what muscles are engaged, being aware and moving back into the corpse position. Everything let go The feet are apart. The arms are at the sides. The palms are turned up, and the eyes are gently closed. Mindfully moving your attention throughout the body, from the head to the tips of the toes. Everything completely let go. Aware of the effects of having finished this yoga routine. Noticing sensations. Feeling the breath as it moves into the body, bringing in freshness, openness, and spaciousness. And as it moves out of the body, taking with it tension, tightness, fatigue. Being aware of things as they are in this relaxed state of awareness and stillness. Feeling your body in its entirety. Experiencing sensations and feelings in your body as pure sensations. Simple awareness. And as this session ends, congratulating yourself for taking the time to nourish yourself in this way and to develop a deeper appreciation for the fullness and depth of each moment. This is the end of your yoga meditation.